This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Hilton, a venerable but privately held hotel brand, until tomorrow when Hilton stock trades for the first time in a bid to raise $2 billion, Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
Hilton Worldwide oversees more than 4,000 hotels, but it owns less than half the actual real estate, and that may not be such a bad thing.
The business of managing franchising hotels is a fantastic business.
Chad Molman is an equity analyst for Morningstar. He says managing franchises doesn't require much investment and expenses are low.
They typically get royalties of 4-5% of sales. It's almost pure profit.
Growth outside the U.S. has taken off. Ryan Melliker tracks lodging companies for a boutique investment bank called MLV & Company.
You're seeing the Hilton brands grow in China, India, Latin America, Russia at an alarming rate.
In this country, demand for hotel rooms is up, but the supply has remained almost flat with little new hotel construction. That's good for companies like Hilton, but not so much for consumers. Over the next few years, analysts expect hotel room prices will continue to rise. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.